In Northern California, two men have set a world record for climbing the face of El Capitan. That's the iconic granite mountain in the Yosemite Valley. It takes some people days to climb the mountain face. And yesterday, it took those climbers less than 3 hours. NPR's John McChesney was there to see it.
When you stand at the foot of El Capitan staring up, your heart simply stops. The giant, upthrust expanse of rock seems to lean over you, threatening, daring you to come on up. Two men, one from Japan, one from California, took that dare one more time. They climbed what's called the nose route, straight up the middle. Hans Florin has climbed the nose 68 times now, and until last October, he and Yuji Hirayama owned the record. Then two well-sponsored German brothers, Thomas and Alexander Huber, showed up and broke it. Their time, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Hans Florin honored their record.
What's super impressive that the Huber brothers broke our record is that they're not local.
Probably no one has more local knowledge of El Cap than Hans Florin. He's had to reclaim the record 9 times from challengers. And for you geezer jocks out there, take hope. Florin is 44 and Hirayama is 39. And no bulging muscles, just wiry arms and legs. Sitting on a purple-flowered meadow in front of El Cap, neither is very articulate about why they pursue such a dangerous sport. This is the closest Hans comes.
There's 2,500 feet of air below you, and it's quite amazing. You're looking down at these trees and pine trees and oak trees that look like broccoli patch. So it's a wild view from up there.
I just go up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you, everyone.
Have fun, Eugene.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, Eugene.
And as they hit the wall at 6:40 a.m., the first of many cheers from supporters during the day breaks out. No one says much about Yuji peeling off and falling 20 feet during the warm-up. The climbers follow the cracks in the face where they can wedge their pitons. It seems only minutes before they're ant-sized on the face. When they reach a boot-shaped formation, they have to execute one of the most dangerous parts of the climb. Tom Evans, a veteran climber, tells me to watch through his telescope.
He's about to do the big pendulum called the King Swing. Okay, now just look in, you'll see him take the swing. And he's high on the wall now, here he comes.
Yuji, 1,000 feet up, runs to his left to get momentum. Then he swings right, nearly 100 feet across the face, and grabs a crack.
And he'll climb over the corner. Yeah, you bet, man. That's worth cheering for. And then Hans will be right behind him, do the same thing.
That's good.
Tom Frost, now 74, and a legendary climber of El Cap, sits in the meadow as a silver-top cheerleader.
About 10 minutes ahead at halfway. Wow, they're more than...
But that 10-minute cushion disappears, and it becomes a real nail-biter. Jacqueline Florin, Hans' wife, a supermodel, and the only woman to solo climb El Cap, starts sweating.
Honey, you bring home the record today!
Tension builds as the human specks finish the last leg over the lip, and the cheering is nonstop. Everyone awaits Hans' radio message from the top. People have been running their own clocks, but only Hans can confirm the record through a radio held by his wife.
Here we go.
And then he calls.
2:43:33.
That was pretty good day's work, hon.
2 hours, 43 minutes. Good enough by 2 minutes to make Yuji and Hans the world record holders once again. John McChesney, NPR News, Yosemite Valley.